Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Time to play with pain. Hosted by Emmy-winning comedian and writer Jeff Cesario. Interviewing guests from comedy, entertainment, and sports. Plus, legendary sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Don't worry, this shouldn't take longer than your average trip to Costco. And now, here's your host, Jeff Cesario.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm feeling good. My hair is looking better. I have a longer, my hair crosses between sort of Aaron Rodgers and Mel Kiper. But today it's leaning a little more Rodgers, which may not be the might not want to be the branding I'm looking for there. But anyway, welcome to Play With Pain. Great show today. My guest puts the full in ESPN's full ride, baby. The show pony, Chris Childers. Chris, how are you today?
I am better now that I'm talking to you, my friend. It's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I feel like we're getting into a place in the college football season where all hell's about to break loose. That's what I think. I think all hell's about to break loose. It already has in some respects, but I think I'm not saying it's a good hell as a Wisconsin fan. I'm not sure we quite got the ramp up we need to the Ohio State game, but
no,
but it's coming anyway. So we might as well play it. That's what I'm saying.
Might as well. I'm not sure they're going to score many points. They still haven't figured out the forward pass is kind of essential to having success in 2022 in college football. Wisconsin has not come to grips with that quite yet. Now there's hope. Maybe they will. Maybe someday they'll be like, oh, wow, you can throw the ball. But
yeah, they have shown some life in that arena, but not against the level of talent they're going to be facing Saturday at the Shoe. So it remains to be seen if that will stay in the playbook, but they could. I like adding Bobby Engram to the staff. I think it's a good move. I think as a former receiver, he's going to want to emphasize that part of the game. But
I met Bobby Engram when I was a little kid. I was,
oh, wow.
Can I give you my little Bobby Engram story?
Yeah,
it's actually
absolutely
kind of funny.
Am I going to get an update? Yes, Chet, you're going to get an update in. Just hang on.
Relax, Chad. I mean, this is some of my fondest childhood memories. I was a young child in Vernon Hills, Illinois, and I went to church at St. Mary's Vernon, which is this Catholic church. And they made us in our youth group do a scavenger hunt. And so
those are fun.
I don't remember what it was that they told us to go get, but we ended up kidnapping Bobby Engram. We went to his house in Vernon Hills. We knew where he lived and we knocked on the door and we're like, hey, we're with this church group here. I think it was like find a star or find something fast. It was
maybe
something like that.
Yeah. Maybe like an old receiver. And they figured you would get like a VCR or come back a first DirecTV receiver. And you guys went right for an actual NFL receiver.
We got Bobby Engram. And the coolest thing was he came and he sat there for like 3 hours. And just hung out with us and threw the football around with the kids and signed autographs. It was the coolest thing ever. So I'm glad that Bobby is fully employed and doing his thing and coaching kids because he's a good dude.
He is a good dude. I've read a lot about him, and that is, I'll bring a tear to both our eyes. That is the reason I still enjoy rooting for Wisconsin, because I think they do things in the right way as much as you can in today's sure. modern football totally agree. World. They're still trying to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fortunate to have grown up there and to be rooting for them. Chet, you still live there, don't you? Yeah, Cheddar Falls. Is that just a summer place? Nope, year round. I live there. That's where they hold the International Speed Fishing Championships. The dome is built on the lake every year, right? Anyway, let me get right to, yeah, do you have an update for us? Does Pete Davidson have two black books? Of course I have an update for you. Time for the Waterhouse update, sponsored by Rentsylvania, a whole state full of discount wrenches, Chris. NFL, Jets win. That's what happens when the Browns try to massage an early lead. The Chargers, like the forgetful old lady at the tappy counter, they just keep giving them away. Lions haven't won this early in the season since they outsold Japanese imports. Jimmy Garoppolo, like Lazarus, back from the dead. If the dead was, you know, the condo of a beautiful adult actress. Then finally, Bears pass. Packers, Aaron Rodgers' receivers are so young, they learn the playbook through brain pop. That wrap-up sponsored by Craprika. If you just want your deviled eggs to look tasty, Chris, try Craprika. College football, Nebraska pulverized so badly, Scott Frost got fired again. If you're playing Georgia, folks, bring a cut man and smelling salts. USC scoring more often than Johnny Depp at his law firm's Christmas party. Arizona State fires Herm Edwards. Said Edwards good. I don't like scorpions and all that kind of stuff. That wrap-up sponsored by Thumbrella. Keep your hand high and dry in bad weather with Thumbrella. America's pastime. No, not trying to figure out who Martha is and what's the deal with their vineyard. Baseball. Aaron Judge hitting homers like Dr. Oz hitting bad metaphors. Mets and Braves in a death spiral so intense, Megan Fox said, that's hot. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 2017. The place, London, England. Legendary English soccer player Wayne Rooney convicted of drunk driving. And it's this news that starts the slow decline of Queen Elizabeth. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Spit Stop, the gas station just for tobacco chewers. Now back to Jeff and Chris. Take it away. Well, that was worth it. I'm glad we didn't interrupt the Bobby Engram anecdote. But that thank was you, worth
Chet.
It.
Yes, thank you, Chet. I would imagine Chet's a big Blight Snappers fan. I bet he spends the summers at Blight Snappers games. That's my vision for Chet.
Sure, why not? I think Chet, do you do that? I catch a lot of minor league action, and not just AAA or AA or A. I go down to small A ball, lowercase A. That's good. That's impressive. Who even knew that existed? But Chet does. Independent. There's a lot of independent teams. American Legion. In other words, I'll just stop in any field and sit down and watch because I need to catch my breath. All right, Chet. Take it easy.
Chet, I grew up going to Kenosha Croakers games, which was a college it was like a college summer league, Northwoods League team I used to go watch when I was a kid.
I remember when the Twins had a single A team.
The Kenosha Twins. Yeah. Kenosha
Twins. I have a KT cap still.
Uh-huh.
In the classic.
I used to go to those games before it was the Croakers.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yep. Why would you go to prompted you to just drive to Kenosha? I mean, that's
loved baseball,
probably an
and
hour
close.
Drive.
Is no, that... not even. No, probably. I grew up in the northern suburbs, so Kenosha was 25 minutes, 30
wow.
minutes. I mean, it was, yeah. I
could
I
just
spent
hop
a lot
on the
time.
Chicago Northwestern with all the drunk sailors.
Exactly. But I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, dude.
Wow. Where did you drink in Kenosha or eat if you weren't of drinking age yet?
The Broad Stop.
Sure.
Was the Broad Stop, yeah. The place to go. The Broad Stop was my favorite. We would go play mini golf at Action Territory in Congo River and then go hang out at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And if we were feeling saucy,
Action Territory, would... incidentally, it does not apply to any other area of Kenosha.
No, no, just a little, tiny little golf.
There's place. Not a lot of action in Kenosha.
But
and
if
then
we
the other
were
one, Congo,
saucy,
was it Congo River? Was it
Congo River was another mini golf place. But if we were feeling extra saucy, we would take the little pilgrimage to the Mars Cheese Castle.
Oh, sure. That's the best. Do you know that you may know this, but you know, that's not named after the planet Mars.
I did not know that. What's it?
It
named
is
after?
Named after a guy named, I believe, Mario Ventura.
Who oh, really? It.
That's how many Italians there were in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I love that.
30%. Yeah, so it's named after a guy named Mario, and I don't think it crossed anybody's mind,
no.
And still hasn't, because there's no planetary decorations or anything.
Oh, no, it's just this castle. For those that don't know, you're driving on, I think it's 94, and
94,
you're just kind of going, and all of a sudden, there's like this magical castle. That's cheese. It's just filled with cheese.
Oh, you must love that place. You must absolutely adore Mars.
It's one of my favorite places to go visit when I'm home. I took my wife there for the first time probably 5 years ago and bought my t-shirts and hats and keychains and the whole thing. 100%.
Wow. It's like Cabela's for dairy products.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%. It's the big warehouse of cheese curds. And
Yeah. And nobody behind the counter. You could go, hey, fourth planet from the sun. And they'll just go, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Care.
They don't care.
Don't know anything about the planet. Did you make it down to Boone? I listened to the show. Incidentally, love the show. Full Ride with the great Rick Neuheisel and you every morning. And I heard last week you were going to try to make it to Boone, North Carolina. Did you make it?
So I got double kicked in the proverbial nuts.
Oh, man.
This past week, I did not, to simply answer your question, but I'm going to tell you the full length answer. Because I love college football and I also have an affinity for car racing. I really like car racing. The three things I love: college football, car racing, and soccer. I love soccer. And between you and I,
that is like the Bermuda Triangle of sports.
I know, it's bizarre.
That's, you could just disappear in there.
All of them, you could see my Arsenal jersey on right now. I love soccer like the most. I love it. I'm obsessed with international soccer and it's just so much fun. But
what drew you to soccer? I mean, was that one of those northern Chicago suburb things where people weren't going to have their kids kill each other playing football?
There was a World Cup when we made
like
it to the round of
Belgium?
Eight.
Where was the World Cup that you saw?
No, it was United States. My friend Ian was a big soccer guy, and we made a run to the group of eight. Might have been 20 years ago at this point. And I remember waking up and going to Ian's house and watching and being, and I was hooked. And then like the next week, Ian got me to play an indoor soccer league with him. And then from that moment on, I was loving football. And then I coincidentally somehow became an Arsenal supporter and went to my first match in person this past May.
Oh, wow.
You've never seen a guy cry so much. Like I was just so happy to be there and to hear the chanting and the cheering. It was
so
quite
you were
remarkable.
In England.
Yeah. I went to London and I went to a match, Arsenal versus Everton. And it was remarkable, like walking through the neighborhood. It's so cool. Like the neighborhood surrounding the
stadium.
It's not like a big parking lot and a stadium like you have in the United States. Like this is almost like Wrigley Field. Like you're walking through apartments and houses and then boom, there's this 60,000 seat stadium, which is just amazing. So really cool. But so listen to this, going back to App State. So I'm supposed to go. I asked my wife if she wants to go. Like, we have this opportunity to go to Boone. Right. Would you like to go?
She's already been to Mars Cheese Castle.
Exactly.
Everything else is going to be somewhat
really
disappointing.
100%. Yeah. So there's really nothing else to do at that point. Yeah. So I'm like, let's go to Boone. Okay, let's go to Boone. So now I'm putting things in motion.
Yeah, sure.
Now I'm putting it out into the atmosphere and people are responding. So like App State's got tickets for me. And
wow.
They got me two nights hotel room accommodations for free. Like everything was taken care of.
Falling into place.
And then my wife's like, yeah, I forgot about these clients I had. And I backed out on him a week ago, and I can't. Boy. And I'm like, ugh. All right. She's like, what but does if
she
you want to go.
Is she like a realtor or what does she do?
No, she's a hair and makeup artist.
Oh, so she, no, that's, there's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the air raid sirens are
exactly.
going off if you miss a week in a hair appointment. So I can understand her cancellation.
But now it's becoming a thing where everybody's thinking I'm going to Boone. My wife now pulled out of it. Then she got sick. She started like getting violently ill the next day. And I'm like, there's nowhere I'm going anywhere.
Yeah, right.
She's telling me, go with a friend. Go. And meanwhile, she's like hovered over. You know, I'm, there's no yeah. way that I'm going anywhere.
Right.
But my friend Sam ended up saying, I'll go with you if you can get away. My friend Sam's a big racing fan. So I was like, well, here's what we'll do. We'll go to Boone. And then on our way back, we'll go to the night race at Bristol.
Sure.
Because the NASCAR playoffs are going on. And Bristol's the, one of the last great coliseums yeah. in the world. So I was like, let's go do that.
Well, I'm
here's sure the kicker,
that
Jeff.
Far, but,
so right. game day happens. The miracle at App State happens, right? The Hail Mary. The
yeah.
unbelievable.
Right. Last play of the game, they win. They beat Troy.
We had hot passes, which is all access for the NASCAR race. I had them all sent to me. And the way that I go to these races is because of the number 17 car. Chris Buescher is uh-huh. the people that I know. And anytime it's a NASCAR race, I go and I watch Buescher and I wear the 17. The guy never wins. He won.
Wow.
He won on Saturday. And the guy from Roush Fenway Racing calls me and he's like, you know, took a picture. He had two seats for me and my friend in the pit box, man. Sitting behind Buescher's crew chief for the race. So it would have been like Hail Mary, NASCAR race, victory yeah. lane.
Right.
So I've been singing to myself since then. It is well with my soul. Like just okay.
trying to cleanse. Yeah.
Yes. There will be another day, but I missed
yeah
something magnificent on Saturday, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, it was in the air. Did Sam go alone or take a different
no. no, Sam was gonna go because he had a hot pass to go to the race.
Sure.
He was like, well, I might just go.
Are they actually
his
hot
wife,
are they hot in your hand or why are
no,
they just
they do like, not burn it, you at all. I don't
that's
know
that's the
why.
Nickname for all access
yes.
NASCAR all
exactly.
access kind of okay.
I'm not sure why they're hot because I have not been burned by them. But Sam's wife
sounds like something you do on a scrolling on a date site. Oh, that's a hot pass.
Ooh, that's a hot pass. Hot pass.
That's
that gone. Would probably be me. I'd be the hot pass every time because right. I'm vile. But Sam's wife surprised him with this racing experience. So at the Nashville Super Speedway, he got to take laps in a NASCAR, like in an actual stock car, around the Super Speedway. And so I get this video, and he's just like in his little fire suit driving. I'm like, yeah. well, I guess you had a pretty good day. You're okay.
Yeah.
He said so, it was unbelievable, too. He almost hit the wall, and he was freaked out, and it was crazy.
Wow. So yeah. you're holding your wife's hair while she's vomiting into a
yes.
toilet.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the heavens have opened up and the gods of sports peeked through the clouds and went, where's Childish for Christ's sake?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Should have been there. So I'm doing that. App State happens. Buescher happens. And Sam's racing around the racetrack.
Yeah.
And I'm
going to guess
hanging out at home
that your wife couldn't even cut her client's hair.
She ended up doing it. She actually
oh,
did.
Wow.
She cut. Yes. She did.
Pulled it together.
She pulled it together.
And the
it
trainers
like
came
whole...
out with the xylocaine, sprayed her down, got her back in the game, and she's cutting hair.
She did it.
Wow. That's impressive.
Even so, Chet Waterhouse would be impressed with that effort.
So, Chris, only you got spanked in this whole thing. Everybody else kind of got what they wanted.
Chet, that's my life. I've kind of learned. I live with a wife, a daughter, two female dogs.
Yeah, the estrogen level's pretty high there.
Yeah, like I'm just a bitch. I am. I mean, that's my plight in life is I am everyone's bitch, and I just have learned to smile through it.
Yeah, but I'm also learning to live with it. It's kind of like a one of those dog agility courses. It's just like there's an estrogen fence.
Oh yeah.
And then there's an estrogen weaving pole, because I have a daughter and a wife as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although I have the added slight added advantage of four male cats.
There
we have
go.
Been neutered, but there's some vague memory of what it was like to walk around with balls. So that helps a little bit.
Sure. But at least you tell yourself that it helps. Tell yourself
You can figure out a way, Chris, through the agility course of estrogen, there's hope.
I have been on the course for a while, and I'm like just in a corn maze from hell. I'm like,
yeah.
How do I get
you
out?
You can't get over the teeter totter.
No.
Just can't wandering through, around. Can't jump through the tire.
No.
You're done. Well, hey, guys, at the very least, this sponsor, Chris Alike, this one's for you, Chris. That whole segment sponsored by the Thunder Burps, the Air Force belching team. Why don't you guys talk a little college? I know, Chet, you've been waiting to talk college football. We should probably start in the SEC. Sure. I know that's kind of your baby. I know you do the SEC show. That's another place we can catch Chris Childers besides Full Ride in the mornings. Although they've now, we may, you know, if we do this right, we might not actually talk football the entire time, because they have, they've ratcheted your hours into a different sort of area. You're done at 9 now. My time.
Yeah. This is all Pat McAfee's fault.
Oh, really?
It's, yeah, it is. It's Pat McAfee. So McAfee had a show on Mad Dog Radio.
Yeah.
And that is not
very
a thing
entertaining
anymore.
Show. Oh,
yeah.
Mad Dog Radio is not a thing?
No, the McAfee show. I don't know what happened. Oh. I think he tweeted something about not being appreciated or something. I have no idea. But what I do know is they offered the slot to Dusty and Danny, who are the show before mine on 84.
Right.
So in order to accommodate that, they still wanted to keep them on some presence on 84. So they chopped them down to 2 hours, moved my show up. So they just switched everything up. They moved everything up an hour.
How are you with change? Because
I don't like it.
No,
I've never really liked change. I'm a creature of habit.
Right.
And I don't like, so now I'm on the air at 8 local time, and I wake up at 7 local time, and I feel like I'm just a zombie hungover, like, monster.
Right.
That show starts, and I'm just not ready for it. Just not prepared.
Have you thought about getting up a little earlier?
It's just not going to happen. No. Yeah, I thought about it, and I said, fuck that.
No. is this the kind of preparation Coach Neuheisel puts into the show?
He doesn't put any preparation.
He doesn't put any prep in. He just goes off the top of his head, because as a coach, he is aware of so much from the inside of what's going on that he can comment and sound like, you know, completely in the pocket on virtually any topic you bring up. Whereas you're scrambling around like a Badger quarterback looking for a hot receiver.
He doesn't do a damn thing for preparation. He doesn't even look at the rundown.
Wow.
Allie, seriously, he has no idea what's happening segment to segment.
He's like Dean Martin. He wanders in with a high ball at 7:59 and off you go.
And off we go. And I don't care. Like, and the funny thing is, most hosts would go insane. I don't care. Like, we just have it works.
Yeah.
He lives in another planet.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the same worries that normal people do. He doesn't have the anxieties. Like, his anxiety is,
can I get to the golf course?
Yeah. Can I get to this? Like, it's just, it's fucking incredible. Sorry if I'm swearing too much, but it's incredible.
No, that's all right.
That a
he
human
lives on
being,
like, he lives on Country Club Island.
He doesn't realize, like, he laughs at me sometimes to the point where it bothers me, honestly. But he'll like, dig at me about just normal life. Like, things that I have to deal with, like getting my daughter from school or whatever it is, like little things that he never dealt with because he's just the coach that worked and then was on a golf course. And
right. There is a track of life that he got into, and it's a great lane.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it. And I love the fact that he loves it. I like to listen to Colin Coward, and Coward is almost the opposite of that, not necessarily in his personal life, but in his beliefs about sports and sports people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're going to coach like that, you might as well just go play golf. If you're going to quarterback like that, your heart's not really in it. Just go. And Neuheisel is like the antidote to that.
Mm-hmm.
Neuheisel's like, yeah, well, I'm doing it. And I'm enjoying it. You know, it's almost like, yeah, Colin, you're right. So I'm just going to slide over here and really enjoy life for however much longer it's going to last.
I say it to his face. I think he's the definition of privilege, and he's unaware of it.
Yeah, well, that is the definition of privilege.
He's the definition of privilege, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't see it that way. He doesn't have any sort of awareness of his life. And so, like, people like Allie and I, my producer, you know, Allie doesn't have a pot to piss in. She's grinding away for, you know, anything she has. Right. It's completely a different thing. And he just kind of like, oh, you guys are ridiculous.
He thinks it's almost like a comedy hook for you.
Yeah, like, he'll, like tell Allie, like, well, why don't you go to Scotland? Like, I'm going to Scotland. This, like, well, because I make no money, Rick. Like, that's,
yeah, you go, you Rick, you understand I run my dishwasher after 10 p.m. so I can save the $2 on my utility bill. Okay?
Exactly.
You're aware of that?
Exactly. He's beautiful. He is. He's beautiful in his own fabulous little way.
You're aware that even though we don't want spaghetti and meatballs tonight, it's half off at Buca. So we're having spaghetti and meatballs tonight. Got
Good
it
for you.
Got it, Rick.
Good for you.
But that's why you got to love him. That's why the chemistry is so good, because there's a tension there. A lot of people rely on sexual tension. You guys rely on pure racing fuel, economic tension.
Yeah. That's, I don't think there's anything sexual about our tension, but
no,
definitely some racing fuel, economic tension for sure. Yes.
Hey guys, that one's sponsored by Nugentix.
Ooh.
Wiener pills directly from Ted Nugent, mailed right to you, Chris Childers. All right, so we got, oh, we God. Probably, my goodness, I think we
do
probably,
do they come with an NRA membership on the side? I mean,
you know, I'll say this, Ted Nugent was putting together a cabinet for if he got power or something, and I thought,
oh geez,
initially I thought, yeah, but then I thought, you know, I bet you Ted Nugent runs a tight sound check. I'll bet that. You would expect not. And I'll bet he runs a tight ship. I'll bet people are on that tour bus.
Very organized.
Yeah. Yes. They're on the tour bus or they're left at the truck stop. That's the way it is with Ted Nugent. That's the way I think he rolls. So I think he could probably at least structurally put together a pretty good calendar. All right. So, what the hell? Let's talk a little football.
Sure.
SEC. Is beginning to resemble Big Ten, although no one in the SEC will admit it, which is top heavy. And then, you know, how many times are you going to shove fucking Texas A&M down my throat before you go, they're Michigan State of the South? That's who they are. Sorry.
It's everybody. I mean, if you really want to look at it, in reality, there's maybe four or five or six elite college football programs in America, and everybody else is the exact same. Everybody. Big 10, SEC, Big 12, Sun Belt. They're all the exact same. There are some haves in college football, and everybody else is on the same damn playing field. The SEC is not special outside of Georgia, maybe Alabama this year, and then there's everybody else. I think Ole Miss might be the best of the rest. Tennessee might be the best of the rest as well. But it's Georgia probably, again, really, truly, not even Alabama, because Bama has not fixed their problems on the offensive line or the fact that they don't have guys that can really make you pay at wide receiver. They just don't have that. So I think Georgia might be night and day ahead of everybody else in college football. But it's not just the SEC. I mean, look at the Big Ten. The Big Ten, Penn State, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State draw the line.
Iowa blows. I don't even put I wouldn't yet put Minnesota in that. I wouldn't even put Penn State in that yet. I think they've shown against Auburn, although Auburn may be a second-tier SEC program at this point, they might be eight or below this year. So I'm not even sure how big a test that was. But if you look, I got to bug up my ass about Penn State. I like them. I like Franklin. But, you know, since they've joined the Big Ten, they've gone to the Rose Bowl twice, I think. Wisconsin's gone like five times. You know what I mean? So, but sure, because people have a brand memory from 35 years ago, they keep pulling for Penn State to pull it together. And you go, they've had some great years, but so has Wisconsin. So has Minnesota here and there. Iowa's pulled. Michigan State's had a couple. I mean, there were a couple of great Big Ten championship games between Wisconsin and Michigan State, but nobody remembers those. So I'm not putting them on that shelf yet. I think you got Ohio State, and I think you got, I'll give you Michigan right now until they fall, but that could be a little precarious. Penn State still got something to prove. Wisconsin's got something to prove. They're like the SEC. Mississippi looking good.
Everybody's
until
the
you
same.
Go until they lose 49-47 to Mississippi State or something weird, and you go, well, everybody's the same. How does that change, Chris Childers? Does it change?
It's not gonna. I wish we would just kick those teams out. I wish we would kick Alabama and Ohio State and Georgia and put them in their own little super conference and just let them travel around. Like I had
like
a
barnstorming the country.
Yeah.
Literally.
Have them like a little tour and they can play each other and somebody wins a championship. Because how much more entertaining and interesting would it be if we just took them out of it? I mean, if we took them out of it, you tell me who's in the Final Four.
That's an interesting. So you're saying literally lop off the top.
Yes, and let them play each other on their little semi-pro tour and let regular college football be regular college
Interesting.
Football.
Interesting. And then maybe there would be a little less pressure on regular college football to push the rule envelope so much.
Sure.
And perhaps have it. I'm trying to think if they do that in any other industry. Kind of in music, they do it where there's super tours. There's like four groups every summer who go out on super tours, and they're sort of out of it because they're going to play SoFi or whatever it's called now, and they're going to play Citi Field, and they're going to play Wembley. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else gets to fight for Target Arena, you know?
Exactly.
It's kind of like, might be like that. Maybe.
It's like the tour that my mom and dad just saw that was fabulous. It was at a little theater and it was a super tour, but it was like a mini super tour. It would be like the Sun Belt of super tours. Wow. It was like the Buckinghams and the Grassroots and the Turtles and the Vogue, which sounds incredibly fun. Like, I would love to go to that show, but that's not going to see the Beatles.
And no. And although there is an added element with those groups where you're like, is this going to be one of those Dick Shawn nights where somebody kicks off on stage?
Could happen.
The comedian Dick Shawn died on stage.
I was
doing a bit about a heart attack at the time.
Used to do a bit
on The Tonight Show about imagine if somebody, if a comedian died of a heart attack right on stage, and he would do it and he would hit the deck and it would kill Carson.
Yeah.
And Dick Shawn was one of those really conceptual guys way before their time, you know? So a lot of people always think Carson had down the button down, just the button down stand. No, he would have on Albert Brooks and Dick Shawn and crazy. And he would have on a Pryor and all that. He would have on Scoey Mitchell and guy, you know, he would just,
were you on Carson?
I did Carson 14 times, 7 with Johnny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But Dick Shawn would do this bit and crush and kill Carson. And then one night live, he was somewhere and he had a heart attack on stage and everybody thought he was doing the bit. And I am sure it was the happiest death in the history of mankind.
Yeah, ever.
He's got to be thinking, this is the best way to go out. I cannot believe right now there is a crowd sitting there thinking I'm alive just doing a bit. I'm sure he's thinking that. If there's any afterlife at all.
Yeah, he's watching himself as he's as he's ascending and he's like, this is the best bit I've ever had. They really think I'm there.
So in your utter despondency,
imagine being in the crowd and realizing it's not a bit. Like, how long?
Oh yeah. I don't know, because of Andy Kaufman, you know, and this was later, much later in Dick Shawn's life, when Kaufman had already, you know, just cut an incredible swath through conceptual comedy, which is already left of mainstream comedy. So I'm sure people sat there for a while.
Yeah. And we're like, what?
I can't imagine. It's like watching a Minnesota Wisconsin game.
Yes, exactly. Like,
you don't know if it's over.
Hold on.
Is it over yet?
Exactly. Yeah.
I do think Minnesota is looking like the class of the Big Ten West right now.
Yeah,
they
got a good offense.
They got a 28-year-old quarterback, and they got a couple of great running backs. So they're in good shape. But the Big Ten West is going to be, whew.
I think I saw their quarterback was on the magazine of the AARP.
Yes.
He was actually making sure everybody signed up.
Right. He almost went down south for his playing career because he knew we could get the seniors pass at Shoney's.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, that one's sponsored by JCPenney, dressing homicide detectives for over 60 years. And Stripper Pole, the fishing rod that'll make them dance right into the boat. That Stripper Pole. Back to you guys. All right.
I buy that.
So maybe we lop the top off. A completely despondent, despairing solution from Chris Childers. That may actually work and be the key. And see, I'm envisioning like a barnstorming circuit where all six of those teams travel together.
Yeah. They go to Chicago. They go to New York. Yeah. They go to, yeah. Absolutely.
And they play like three games.
Yep.
Everywhere they are.
Yeah.
And why not? Go Bill Vec.
Crown a champion at the end.
Yeah, exactly. And then leave us to a world where kids actually occasionally still study. Maybe, probably not.
I don't know. I went to Middle Tennessee, and the athletes didn't exactly take it seriously that I encountered.
So. Even at Middle Tennessee. So imagine what it was like at Left and Right Tennessee. Those had to be.
I would imagine at Left Tennessee, they're a little bit more engaged, but Right Tennessee is a problem. There's no question about it.
Okay, so we've touched on the SEC. We've touched a little on the Big Ten. Let's quick hit the West Coast, because then we're done. And the West Coast, that's always the last. And this will drive Rick Neuheisel crazy because he has been attempting to single-handedly champion West Coast football. And he's right on the field. It's entertaining as hell. They still have a couple of elite teams, just like any other super conference. But because of the time of day, et cetera, people don't tend to watch. But I watched Washington, and man, they look strong against Michigan State. I'll give Michigan State credit. They came back. But wow, Washington State has speed at the key positions. I mean, Washington has speed. I'm blinded by that Washington State, Wisconsin game. Washington has speed at the key positions. Great quarterback transfer from Indiana. And they're going to give USC, who now has a tremendous offense. Still a little unsure about their defense. But the Pac-12 could be wildly entertaining this year.
It could be really good. Washington and Kalen DeBoer, that was a little magic. Michael Penix is a quarterback that you know, and I know from his time at Indiana. He was terrific, slicing apart Michigan State's defense. They scored 39 points in that game. Bo Nix, another kid who transferred from the SEC, he found a little magic against BYU this weekend. That was exciting to see.
Right.
He was just destroyed week one against Oregon. Against Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, but that Georgia just might do that to everybody. So I think for Bo Nix, this was a big revelation. USC scoring, you know, more like than you said Brad Pitt in a
– Yeah.
Wherever you said he was. I don't know. I'm sure anywhere he goes.
Johnny Depp at his lawyer's Christmas party.
Johnny Depp could walk into a Piggly Wiggly and it wouldn't be hard for him. I mean, he's Johnny Depp, let's be honest.
So they could be fun, but now with – USC and UCLA coming to the Big Ten. Do you think perhaps Washington and Oregon also get picked up by the Big Ten?
I do. I think that's ultimately what will happen because USC and UCLA are going to need some partners. I think what will happen is that we get Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal. I think those four eventually join the Big Ten and will have kind of like a mini Pac-12 is a part of the Big Ten on the West Coast. Because USC and UCLA need travel partners for this to make sense and for this not to absolutely kill them. I mean, it's great to be a hab. It's great to make money. But for you to be able to geographically make this make sense, you need some partners.
Kill Rutgers and Maryland. That's who's going to kill. At least USC and UCLA will have competitive. Not that, I mean, Rutgers is going to be competitive under Schiano and Maryland's competitive to a degree. But, you know, they got a big hill to climb and it just went from Mount Rainier to Kilimanjaro for a program like that. When you add USC and UCLA, man, that's tough. Now you're talking about Washington and Oregon, too.
Yeah, it's a hill. There's no question about it. It's a hill. It'll be interesting to see where the West Coast goes. But I think this Lincoln Riley is the perfect guy at the perfect time for USC as this is all going on.
Yeah. Although I just have a hunch this season, there's going to be a dead patch. They're going to hit some glass ice somewhere.
Good.
Yeah. I think it could hit them. One injury in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Could take them out, but they are on a tremendous roll and knock on wood. I love it because I can turn a game on at 7 o'clock at night and see absolutely.
That's what I love too.
You know, it's just great.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld. You go to sleep to it.
Well, I'm not sure the creative staff at Seinfeld would love hearing that. But
well, that's what I put on every night because it's a comfort show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my comfort show. I've already seen every episode a million times.
Yeah, so it's just, I got you.
It's comfort, yes. Yeah. I fall asleep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
My wife enjoys watching Datelines.
Nice.
Before bed. Okay. Nice for you in Tennessee. But for me, it's like I'm up now, laying in bed, trying to sing Christmas carols, anything to cleanse my soul of the evil that I've just seen.
No, that's not what you want to go to dreaming about.
Yeah, no. And my wife has no problems. Bam, Dateline, she's out. So I'm going to have to get the second TV in the bedroom and watch Pac-12 Madness at midnight for my bedtime. Chris, thanks for coming on. We're clear out of time.
Thank you.
I know your wife's going to need the room for a couple more hair appointments she's got coming.
Yes.
Is she better? Is she okay?
She's fine. Yeah.
Okay, she just good.
Happened to screw me out of my weekend.
Which now, before we leave, as a good passive aggressive Midwesterner, will you hold this over her in very unique ways?
Everything I always do. So yeah. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steven tells me you just can't let it go, can you? Nope.
No, you can't.
No, I hold on.
No, you'll be
hold on for dear life. Yes.
You'll be driving by.
Oh yeah.
Saying
bring it up.
That girl will have she's got a cute bob, nice little haircut there. Wonder if she got that on a weekend where her husband had to get crapped on. You'll say it like
maybe
that.
Maybe she got it in Boone. Perhaps.
Digging deep, digging low. Well, who's Arsenal play this weekend?
We
don't
Brentford,
wait for the weekend, do they?
Yeah, we had Brentford on Sunday. I don't know who we have this weekend, actually. I was excited about the 3-0 win over Brentford yesterday. So
Arsenal, the Bombers, is it?
Gunners.
Gunners. That's close.
The Gunners. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
I like that. Here's hoping all your teams win, whoever they are. Middle Tennessee State, the Blue Raiders, is it?
Blue Raiders.
Did I get that right? Holy crap.
Got it right. Oh, we got Tottenham Hotspur coming up. That's a big
one. Wow. Oh,
that's North London rivalry.
North London. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fights in those narrow streets on your way to the now, are you going to go to London anymore?
I want to go at the end of basketball season to go to a match in May again because Arsenal's good.
Yeah.
And if they keep this up, they might have a chance to win the league. So if they do, I might be booking a trip again in May.
And then you can turn to your wife and go, honey, I've got the tickets booked. Are you planning on getting sick that weekend?
Yes, exactly. And if you do, my friend will be coming.
From ESPNU's full ride He puts up with Coach Rick Neuheisel every single day. It's the great Chris Childers. Chris, tell him where else we can catch you. I know you got a SEC.
Yeah, Full Ride, ESPNU Radio 84, Sirius XM SEC Radio, which is on 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM 374.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Bye, chat.
Oh, man, we'll see you later. Hey, let me see that that goodbye sponsored by Gascade. Let your wind out in gentle, hard-to-pinpoint farts with Gascade. Right, follow me on Twitter at Real Jeff Cesario.
I need that.
My album, What Was I Thinking, streaming everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs. That's right, Play With Pain mugs, available at jeffcesario.com. Check the website. I'm going to get out, do some stand-up, knock on wood this fall and winter. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Having a blast here, as you can tell. Come join us. Chet, what do you got cooking this weekend? This weekend, I'll be in Varicose, Maine, calling the Weak-Handed Axe-Throwing Championships for BloodyGood.com. Great fun for the whole family, but a word of advice to little Johnny, keep your head on a swivel. Sponsored by Tempura Pedic, the lightly fried adjustable mattress. This is Chet Waterhouse, reminding you to play with pain.